Welcome to Sunday School. We're back again this week, and this is lesson four. And this lesson today is going to be about the Trinity, and I'm going to have to explain that to you. But we're going to have a song about the Trinity in a minute, too. So first we're going to do the B-I-B-L-E because, you know, that's what we always start with anyway. And it's such a favorite, and it's a great song. So let's sing the B-I-B-L-E. The B-I-B-L-E, yes, that's the book for me. I stand alone on the Word of God, the B-I-B-L-E, Bible. Okay, so this next song is something that we have never sung before, but it goes along with our Sunday school curriculum, and it's going to teach us about the Trinity, and it's sung to the tune of Row, Row, Row Your Boat, and the song then is God is Three in One, okay? So let's try this. Father, Spirit, Son, God is three in one. Trinity, 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 Father, Spirit, Son. Okay, so you've never heard that before, so let's try that again. And if you caught any of the words, you can sing it along with me. Father, Spirit, Son, God is three in one. Trinity, 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 Father, Spirit, Son. Okay, we might review that again in a further in a future lesson. That's all for today. All right, one of the things that we do is we always start out with prayer. Remember, we have four kinds of prayer. We have an adoration prayer, which is, I love you. We have thanksgiving, which is when we tell God that we're thankful for things. Then we have confession, which is when you tell God you're sorry for something that you've done wrong. And then there's the supplication prayers. Those are the please prayers. That's when we ask for things. We have prayer requests. Sometimes it's kind of hard to tell the difference between an adoration prayer and a thanksgiving prayer, because even when we tell God we love Him, usually we're telling Him we love Him for things that He's done, things that we're thankful for, and that's okay. But we're going to start today. We're going to have an adoration prayer, and I am going to tell God why I think He's wonderful, okay? So let's bow our heads and close our eyes. Dear God, I want to let you know that your greatness is amazing. I want to praise you for creating the sun and the moon and the stars, that all the wonderful things we see in the sky during the day and even at night, how beautiful it is. We know that no one else is able to create all these beautiful things. So we love you and we adore you because of how powerful you are. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Now, let's go over our truths, the questions that we've been talking about. Well, this is the fourth lesson, so four different times. These are our review questions. I ask them every time. I wish I could hear you answer them, but since I can't, I'll just have to give you the answer, but I hope that you say them out loud at home. Okay, what is the most important book that's ever been written? What's the most important book that's ever been written? Can I give you any hints? It's the Bible! Well, what is the Bible? What makes this book so important? It's God's Word. Is the Bible true? Yes. Yes, of course it's true. Are there any mistakes in the Bible? I'm shaking my head no as I ask the question. No. There are no mistakes in the Bible because God wrote it and God never tells a lie. All right, so that's a review of some of the things that we've been learning. But we can check a few other things that we've been learning. Let's jump all the way to where we were last week. Okay, so here was our lesson last week. Now, the Bible tells us that God created the world. How do we know that that's true? How do we know that there really is a God?
Well, we know that there really is a God because whenever we see something, we know that somebody made it. If you remember last week, I held up a chair and I said, do you think somebody made this chair or did it just show up here? Somebody made it. Well, when we're out in the world looking around and we see all these beautiful things, we know that somebody made them. And that somebody is God. That's one of the things that we learned. Another thing that we learned was another one of God's attributes. That means what God is. That's what an attribute is. We've been talking about some attributes in our previous lessons, and the attribute that we learned about last week is that God is eternal. Now, does anybody remember what that means? Let me give you a hint. How old are you? How many birthdays have you had? Okay, so how many birthdays has God had? God doesn't have birthdays. God has always existed. That's what it means to be eternal. He has always existed. And then time began when he created the world. And we know that he exists because his creation shows us that. So that's what we learned last week. Now, we're going to learn some more things this week. We're going to learn about a very hard thing when I'm talking about the Trinity here. But the Bible tells us about the Trinity. So, remember, we like to start with our finger play here, where we say, this is my Bible. I open it wide to see what is written on the inside. So now, I know you're not old enough to read yet, but you will someday. And you probably won't do your hands like this, but someday I hope that you'll be reading the Bible yourself. So when you do, I want you to get your Bible and open it wide and read what God has for you here in the Bible, what he wants you to know. Well, one of the things that we're going to learn about today, or something we're going to talk about today, is called the Trinity. And that's what I was singing to you about when I was teaching you that song. All right. Do you know your shapes? If you do, you may know what this is. What is this? I can't hear you saying it, but I hope that you're saying that it's a triangle. How many sides does a triangle have? Well, let's count them. It has one, two, three. It has three sides. It's a triangle. Well, let's look at this bike right here. What kind of a bike is this? I think they call this a tricycle. Maybe you have a tricycle. What makes it a tricycle? It has how many wheels? It has three wheels. One, two, three. It has three wheels. That's what makes it a tricycle. Well, let's look at this dinosaur. I know some people in my class really like dinosaurs. But this guy here, he's called a triceratops. How many horns does he have? Let's count them. One, two, three. He has three horns. So we have a triangle, a tricycle, and a triceratops. So try seems to mean that there's three of something. That's what it means. Tri means three. Well, the word Trinity, we don't say Trinity. We say Trinity. But it has tri in it. It means three. Well, what does that have to do with God? If we're talking about God, what does three have to do with God? Well, it's hard to understand. As a matter of fact, adults have a hard time with this too. We just have to accept it because it's what the Bible teaches us. And we're going to look at some verses in just a few minutes. But Trinity means that there are three different persons, three persons who make up one God. We have one God that we worship. But we worship three persons. Well, who are those people? When we talk about the person who's in heaven, we talk about God being in heaven, we're usually talking about God the Father. And when we talk about the person who came to earth as a baby and grew up to be a man who died on the cross for us, we are talking about Jesus, the Son of God. And when we talk about, say, that God lives in our hearts, those He lives in the heart and the life of those who believe in Him, we're talking about God the Holy Spirit. So three in one. Okay, so now there's some signs that we're going to talk about. Let me show them to you here. Okay, so this is the sign for Father. So when we're talking about God the Father, we touch our forehead twice and go, God the Father. When we talk about the Son, we take our fingers and we go like this, because it's like the nails in His hands. So we have God the Father, or we could do it this way, God the Father, God the Son, and then the Holy Spirit. Put your fingers like this, and then you pull away and you circle up, like Spirit going up. Holy Spirit, God the Holy Spirit. So, if I was to ask you, who is the Father? Well, that's God. The Father is God. Well, who is Jesus the Son? Well, He's God. And who is the Holy Spirit? Well, He's God. How many persons are there in the Trinity? There are three persons. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. But there's just one God. Just one. Well, how do we know this? We know this because the Bible talks about God as being three persons. Let's start at the very beginning of the Bible. Genesis 1:1. The first verse in the first book of the Bible says, "In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth." We've already learned that God created the whole universe. And usually when we read this verse, we're thinking of God the Father, which is true. But let me read you the next verse, which is verse 2. It says, "And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters." Did you catch that? Who moved upon the face of the water? It said the Spirit of God. That's the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God. So we have God the Father and we have the Holy Spirit right here in these first two verses of the Bible talking about creating the world. Well, who's the other person of the Trinity? We said there was another one. Let's think about that. We think about Him sometimes at Christmas. That would be Jesus. Right? Is that who you were saying? Yes, it's Jesus. Was he there at the beginning of creation? These two verses doesn't say it, but there's another place. And I have my Bible marked. John 1:1 says, in the beginning, oh, that starts just like Genesis did, the first book of the Bible. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Well, this verse says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. Well, in this passage here, Word means Jesus. Because this whole Bible, this whole chapter of the Bible goes on to talk about Jesus. John was telling us that Jesus was there at creation. So, God the Father created the world? God the Holy Spirit created the world? And God the Son created the world. They were all three there. All three persons of the Trinity were there. Jesus is God's Son who became a man. And he is part of the Trinity. So, how many gods are there? There's one God. One God. But three persons. Okay? So, each person is different. That means the Father is not the Son. And the Son is not the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is not the Father. But they're all one God. They make up the Trinity. Now that's a little bit difficult perhaps to understand. And believe me, if you ask any adult, they don't understand it either. We just know that it is, because that's what the Bible tells us. And since God wrote the Bible, and he never lies, there's nothing untrue in there. And so that's how we learn about the Trinity. Alright, so let's go over our memory verse for this week. Well, for this. For our lesson. It's not just for this week. Okay. We are doing Psalm 119, verse 89. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Let's try that again. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Okay, that means the Bible is always going to last. It's never going to go away. That's why you should read it and try to memorize it, because it's going to be around forever. People have always tried to get rid of the Bible, but the Bible's not ever going to go away. So let's try this verse again. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. All right. I hope you're working on that. Now, in your packet, you've got a worksheet. Okay? And it shows the three persons of the Trinity. The Father, the Son, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. And it's got a line. It shows that they're all one God. Three in one. You can draw a line from the names to one God. And you can color that. There's some questions on the back here that maybe your parents or your grandparents will go over with you. There's also the verse here, and we didn't go down any further than that, because I think that's enough for you to learn in this class. But that's your memory verse also, so that should be in your packet. And then another thing that you have is a craft. Okay, so I did a thing of the Trinity too. Drew one up. Got Father. That's like God's hand coming down from heaven, pointing at Jesus. Kind of hard to see it pointing, but Father from heaven. There's the Son. And there's the Holy Spirit. We haven't really got into that very much, and the Holy Spirit is not a bird. But in other places in the Bible, it tells us, it kind of describes him as being present, looking that way at that time. And then G-O-D spells God. What I did was I took that and I made a puzzle for each one of you. Now, pieces come out. Okay? What I want you to do is I want you to color your pieces. Everybody's is going to be cut out a little differently just because of the fact that I made them. They're not machine made. So, you can color your pieces and see if you can put your puzzle back together. A note to the adults. This is stuck on with double-faced tape, so if anything starts pulling loose, you can put some double-faced tape, or you can use the glue stick that I sent home to help keep them on there. But you can take them out, do your puzzle, and put them back together again. Okay? So that's our lesson for this week. I hope you have a great week, and I look forward to being with you again next time. Bye-bye.